When I fling my napkin, one corner lands in the pitcher of iced tea. I go to rescue it, only to knock my glass of ice over.
"Whoa, whoa, Toby," she says. "Sit back. I'll get you a clean glass of ice."
I want to tell her don't bother. I'm filthy and sweaty, and dirty ice won't hurt me at this point. In fact, any kind of ice sounds great, but she swiftly removes the glass and disappears into her house. Sheriff Levi leans over the table and whispers fast,
"Toby, can I help myself to some worms? I'm heading out to my secret fishing hole."
"Sure, Sheriff, help yourself."
"I'll leave the money in the tin can."
"No problem." Dad leaves an empty coffee can on the shelf so the locals can take what they need and leave the money in case we're not there. But Sheriff Levi always hunts us down before taking any. Miss Murdy May heads our way with my glass of ice, so I quickly ask, "Sheriff, what could happen to Zachary Beaver if Polly Rankin doesn't come back?"
Sheriff Levi tips back his hat.
"I'll have to notify social services in Amarillo."
"What does that mean?"